And with me today is a longtime contributor to the magazine. I'm glad we finally have an opportunity to speak with him, and it's Frederick Saez. Frederick has written a couple articles and submitted other photos, and this time around he has been to New York City, and we're going to talk about that. But Frederick is he's an IT consultant. He lives in Orleans, not too far from Paris, in a very beautiful area. And like most of us, he spends a lot of his free time doing photography, and street photography in particular. So, Frederick, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to talk this evening.
Thank you, Bob. Nice to meet to talk to you this evening.
I've been looking at your work for a while, obviously the articles you've written, so it's a very nice opportunity to actually be able to speak with you in person. So I guess before we get into your New York project, I'm sure everybody wants to know more about you. If you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and your photography background and how you got into street photography.
Yeah, I went, thank you. So photography is a very old passion for me. But unfortunately, I also had some other patients, and I did not used to practice photography all these past years. Another point is that I have the opportunity to travel a lot. This is a big chance for me. My wife is a flying attendant in a French company, so it's easy for me to travel and to choose some good destinations and to discover the world. So I made one constat that. A few years ago, that I should come back to photography to capture all these very good moments spent in the different countries I have visited, and I asked myself. It was in 2014. I asked myself about what is what will be the good the photography who can drive me for the future, and I am also interested by people, human beings, and different cultures, and. After spending a few times with landscapes and tourist photography, I have discovered the street photography with an exhibition in Paris, and it was one of the best street photographers in the world. It was an exhibition of Gary Winogrand.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful!
And it was wonderful. It was in Paris. It was just 500 meters from my office, and I discovered this exhibition. It was a revelation for me because his body of work is fantastic. With people, with culture, and with the sense of the gesture, and so on and so on. So I decided to start with street photography at this time, and. For 3 years now, I'm working to improve my eyes in the street.
Well, that's wonderful. So you saw a Winogrand exhibit. It showed you what you want to do.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I am very interested by people when I'm visiting, meeting people, to talk with people, to be inside their culture and so on, because human relationship is something very strong in my vision, and this exhibition gave me the opportunity to discover another way in photography, and this is my way. So.
Well, and it's really nice that you're able to travel so easily.
Yeah, exactly. So that's true. But it was it could be also something a difficulty in the building of a photography. Of work. I don't know if you understand because my English is not very well, but because I can have the opportunity to go everywhere, Japan, Cuba, South Africa, America, and so on. But most of the good photographers have to choose something to work on,
mm-hmm.
and to focus on, yeah. And to have a long-term project.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in photography, you have to spend a lot of time to build something coherent and something that could be built correctly and to be exhibited maybe one day. So I have traveled a lot in different countries. So right now I choose to focus on a small group of countries only, not to visit everywhere.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, sure.
So you went to New York, and you even said to me, you know, you were trying to capture the energy of the city. Was that your first trip to New York City?
No, in fact, New York and I, this is an old story, because when I was younger, one of my dreams was to run the New York City Marathon.
Uh-huh.
So this is what I did in 1989 and 1991.
Did you win?
No, I didn't. But I finished in the first 500.
Really? That's wonderful. Really. That's a big marathon.
Yeah. And it was a very, very, very nice experience, especially with the public along the road. While all the runners are running, and I remember very, very, very nice people and music and singers and spectators asking me to go on and so on, especially in Harlem, it was awesome. It was a very, very, very nice ambience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's good. Yeah.
So New York is a special place in my heart since these two marathons.
So you said you've narrowed your project, your street photography project, to a few countries. Is the United States one of them?
In fact, no. I went in New York because I would like to come back to New York for more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I went in last September. So my project will focus on some local projects here in Orleans and Paris, because I have something to express in locally, but for the other countries, I will focus probably will focus on the Caribbean and India.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
because
choices.
Because in fact, in Caribbean, I have the opportunity to go there many times a year because my wife is from Guadeloupe.
Oh,
French West Indies. So we used to travel there many weeks in a year. So I began a long-term project in the Caribbean, and in fact it's also a country where there are colors. It's for color photography, this is fantastic. And also in India, because this is the second time I went in India. Last one was in last November. I went with a friend of mine, another street photographer. And people in India are really fantastic, and this is a huge country. So there are many, many things to discover in the different cities, outside the cities, maybe during a road trip. So this is a very huge city, and people mostly are living in outside. So this is also a good opportunity for photography, and they are so nice. So they are welcoming photographers. they are asking for pictures and so on. So it could be also a difficulty because as a street photographer, I don't want people to smile on each photo.
Yep.
But as people are living outside, mostly outside, this is a good opportunity to capture gestures and real street photography. So I did a color series. This is on my website, and this is a first series to be completed.
So, what do you photograph with? Do you use a small camera with a prime lens, or do you get up close and personal?
Oh yeah, I used to photograph with digital cameras. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I used to do it with a little camera with film, but mostly my 90% of my 90% of my work is digital. Mm-hmm. I used to do it with a Leica camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a fixed focal. So in the past years, I tried to select my focal. So I found it with 35 millimeters.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Me too.
And it's a good focal. But in the past years, I worked a lot with 28 millimeters. And I also have a backup camera in travel because if you have a problem with your main camera, you should have another one. And I used to work, my second camera is a Ricoh GR2.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 28mm equivalent 35 format. And this is a very good camera too in the street.
Yeah, it is. Very nice. I had one for a while. And, yeah, great camera. I wish they, hopefully they'll keep making them.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about New York. You said something about the energy of the city.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it, but how does it get to you? I mean, how does it affect you?
In fact, the energy of the city is... in fact, last year, in last March, I did a workshop with American photographer Alex Webb.
Oh, you did?
Who is well known with his wife, Rebecca Norris Webb. And it was a very, very huge opportunity for me. Working with him a week, and so the theme of the theme of the workshop is finding your vision. So, after this workshop, they told me that my style is in the energy of the street. Okay, and I was knowing that before, but once they told me, I realized that my style is in the energy of the street, and in New York, but in other cities right now, my obsession is to capture the energy of the city. When I come in a city, I used to feel the street, to feel the people. Mm-hmm. I have to synchronize myself with the streets and people and all the traffic and so on. And after maybe a few days, I began to shoot in the street. And trying to capture the energy. Yeah, I am in the movement of the people, and this is what I am trying to capture in my photography.
Huh. So when you attended the workshop, I mean, that's a great opportunity to be in a workshop with someone like Alex Webb.
Mm-hmm.
What was the main lesson you learned? What did you learn that was most important to you?
Mm-hmm. The most important point is resumed in one word.
Okay.
Poetry.
Poetry.
Poetry, yeah. I don't tell. I'm not telling you that I am a poet. Or this is very difficult to do it. But I realize that photography is also poetry, and the series you can build, and the frame you can take should be a kind of poetry. This is a main lesson for me. There are many other lessons in the mm-hmm. workshop, but I realize that during the workshop and after, of course. Because you have to digest the workshop many months after the workshop to realize everything you learned.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you have to put it into practice and think about it and adjust and come back. Nothing is instant. Looking at your photos from New York, I'm sure you took hundreds, if not thousands, of photographs. And on your website, you've narrowed it down to 10 or 12. How did you make these selections?
Yeah. The selection, the editing is a very, very difficult. Is still a very difficult phase for me. But in fact, when you you have taken hundreds of photography, right now I used to select the pictures with the best pictures. So I make first range pictures, second range pictures, and after that, what is the story? And you can see all the pictures, of course, because some of the pictures I took are not do not correspond in the series with the story.
Hmm.
So you have to arrange to have a coherent selection with the story, and after that you have to arrange the different pictures to fit and to tell the story inside the series. This is what I try to do, but it's a difficult work.
It's so hard to edit your own work. I know.
Yeah. So sometimes I used to be help with friends, because I think that another view on your images is a good point to help you seeing what is something you didn't see, in fact.
Yeah, I agree. I think too often we make the mistake of just selecting things ourselves and moving on. And sometimes coming back after a period of time can be very helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know I was, 2 weeks ago, I went to Philadelphia, Center City, Philadelphia, which, by the way, is a wonderful place to do street photography. I had been there many times, but never in Center City. I've always been in the suburbs. And I don't know, I came back. I probably took about 500 photos while I was there. And I think I need to give it more time before I really go through them critically. It's too fresh.
Oh, yeah.
And matter of fact, if you come back to the U.S., I would encourage you to go there and visit that city. It's very interesting. It's interesting because of the history, and it's just the street life is excellent, I think.
And this is a very old city in the United States. Philadelphia is one of the oldest?
Yes. It's very old. It was the first capital of the United States.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as old as they can be. I mean, the oldest is St. Augustine, which, I don't even know when it was founded, but Philadelphia was founded in the 1600s. Lots of history. But anyway, I'm getting us off track. So are the photos on your website from New York, are those the final photos in the project, or they're what you think are most important right now?
This is the most important right now, but this is the beginning of a built story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of the pictures have been taken in Manhattan, some in Harlem and Brooklyn too. Because when I went in New York, I chose to have a stay in Bushwick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. And it was a fantastic area. Yeah, a fantastic experience. Really popular area. And very different from Manhattan. And very, very nice experience.
What was your biggest lesson from the New York trip?
I don't know exactly. The biggest lesson. Maybe people are very hurry, but this is true in Paris too. But see, maybe one lesson is that people are really very cool to be with photographers. So I met a lot of street photographers, especially in Manhattan. And people don't care. In France, people are could be aggressive with photographers sometimes because the law is different for photographers in France and United States. So the people don't care about photographers. They are cool. There is a very speedy life in Manhattan and especially you can take pictures in the metro, in the streets very easily, and there is a big flow of people, and the rhythm is very high. So it's cool to be a photographer in New York City.
Yeah, I've heard that it can be difficult in France. Not long ago, I was in Marseille, and I was photographing there. Uh-huh. And I got a lot of dirty looks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough town.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I went in Marseille too. I went in the neighborhood called Le Panier. Le Panier is the very first neighborhood in Marseille.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you have to be very aware about who you are photographing because you can have problems.
Yes, I realize it. It's funny. I went there and it was pretty dirty in parts.
And sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I even made comments. I said, "Boy, it's dirty here." And then I thought, "Who am I to complain? I live in Cleveland."
Yeah.
So I quit complaining about it. Actually, we got lost there and stumbled onto a really nice neighborhood in the art district. And we were completely lost. And that was very nice.
Yeah, sure. Marseille is a very old city.
Yes, it is. So what's next for you? What's your next project?
My next project. I should follow my India idea with a follow up in maybe in New Delhi, and I would like also to go back in India with. In the south, maybe between Bangalore and Pondicherry. Pondicherry is a French city. It was built by the French during colonization. But I would like to experiment a road trip in India. Maybe different. Way to travel, train, bus, and so on, but something very deep in the population.
I think a trip like that would take a very long time.
Yeah. But I should go back in with different periods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great opportunity.
Yeah. And because this is a way to go deeper in the population and to have a different experience from the big cities. Yeah.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
I encourage you to go to India if you didn't went before.
No.
Because it's a fantastic country. Yeah.
Yeah, that's in my plans in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're running out of time here, so I want to make sure that everybody knows where they can find more information about you and see your work online. So what's the name of your website?
So the name of my website is frederiksaez.com. This is where you can find my most recent works and the most completed works.
Okay, and see, you're also pretty active on Instagram.
Yeah, I used to publish on Instagram daily, but sometimes it's difficult to publish daily. On Instagram, I used to publish pictures. I have two accounts. I recently started a black and white account.
Oh.
Focused on Paris, Orleans, enfin, more French pictures. And my main account is mostly color photography.
Yeah, I noticed. Most everything on your website is color. So we'll have to get the address for your black and white Instagram account too.
It's is accessible from the main account. In fact,
oh okay,
there is a link. But see, I called it BW Photos by Fred.
That's good. I see it.
Yeah, but in fact, I have started photography with black and white, especially after discovering Gary Winogrand pictures. But I began to be interested with color photography with the work of many well-known color photographers, but in Europe there is one of the best color photographers. He's a Belgian photographer who is well-known. This is Harry Gruyert from the Magnum Photo Agency, and he's got a body of work very, very fantastic with color.
Well, we'll make sure we include links to his photos on Magnum as well.
So I met him a few times in Paris signing books, and his body of work is absolutely awesome. Yeah, the equivalent maybe of Alex Webb in the United States.
Really?
I know they know each other. But this is my two favorite color photographers, and maybe my two favorite. he gave me the color passion.
Yeah, those are some good choices to follow, that's for sure. Well, Frederick, thank you again for taking the time to talk and to tell us more about your work, particularly your project in New York City. And hopefully we see more work from you.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you this evening, Bob, and maybe to present my work in your magazine. This is a pleasure for me. Thank you very much.